This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. As we've discussed this week, Michigan's businesses are navigating some gray areas following the CDC's guidance that vaccinated adults, in most cases, can go about their days indoors and outdoors without a mask. It's yet another crossroads for our neighborhood bars and restaurants, alongside ballooning springtime demand for open tables. We've checked in a couple of times this year with Brian Brickley. He owns the Tap Room in Ypsilanti, where happy hour begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Brian, we're so glad to hear you're still open. Welcome back.
Well, thanks, April. It's great to be back. I appreciate it.
We know that the state's restrictions on restaurant capacity are still somewhat limited. How are things going?
So we're doing okay. We're basically at kind of a break-even proposition. So it was great to reopen. And our decision was not to utilize our kitchen. We're just being a great neighborhood bar with beverage service. And that's been great because our regulars can come back, they can hang out, and we're getting, you know, people in.
What was your reaction when the mask mandate was loosened late last week, early this week? Did it change anything about how you're trying to do business at the tap room?
No, it really didn't. It was a shock and a bit of a surprise to see that come forth in the media. And so I waited for a day or two for the health department to reach out, and they finally did. But even their guidance was a little vague. They were challenged as well. They basically said, yes, these things have been released by the CDC, but we still want restaurants to follow the guidelines that were previously issued. So for us, that means the same as it always has. 50% occupancy, masks are required. On our outside seating, if somebody walks directly up to the outside seating without a mask, that's fine with us. But for people coming in, we're still 50% capacity, and we are requiring masks until you're seated.
It feels like the understanding is spreading kind of slowly. Were people coming inside last weekend expecting not to have to wear a mask?
No, not really. And as I've told you before, my wife's really the more the day-to-day operational manager of our place, and I'm more the bookkeeper. But I did make a point to ask her this morning if it was an issue. She said, no, it really hasn't been, and everyone's been cooperating very well. So I think everyone kind of knows that restaurants are kind of caught in the middle, and if there's some patience, our customers have been exhibiting that patience. So we feel fortunate.
There are a lot of restaurants and bars that are having a time finding workers right now. What's it been like for you?
Well, it's next to impossible, to be totally honest with you. So we're fortunate that at our reduced capacity and without a kitchen, we can manage with three or four great longtime employees that we've always had. What we need to get back up to full capacity is 10 to 15 employees. And those are hard to find right now. I do have ads out there. I've gotten a few kitchen staff resumes sent in, but very few servers or bartenders, which, you know, it just kind of baffles me. I don't quite understand that, although I do, because if they're making a decent amount of money staying home and that gives them the ability to, you know, maybe do childcare or something that they need to do, I understand. It's a choice a lot of people are going to make.
Your website for the tap room says, come for the drinks, stay for the food. That's so tough that you have to keep the kitchen closed. How much of a problem do you think it is to have the kitchen working at limited capacity right now?
Well, it's not a problem because it's not an option. I was actually fortunate. I felt fortunate that enough people came in just for a few beers and cocktails and to relax to help pay the bills. The kitchen is labor intensive, material intensive. The utilities go up significantly when all the coolers are running and the fryers are running. So it means we lose a lot of business, but it's business I couldn't have handled anyway.
Mm-hmm.
When we get the go-ahead to increase capacity, we'll find a way to open our kitchen and be back. We'll be back so that the website makes sense again.
There's some debate right now about whether the state should require people to apply for jobs if they're receiving unemployment benefits, or if the state's benefits should be reduced to try to encourage people to get back out there in the workforce. What are your thoughts on this? You said you could see the argument for people continuing to stay home if you know, if they have kids in play. Do you have strong feelings about this one way or the other?
I do. I have strong mixed feelings about this. I guess the best way I would phrase this is, you know, we went through a disaster. It's not unlike the southern coast getting hit by a hurricane. When this disaster is more or less over, then we just need to go back to the way unemployment is supposed to work. That it's something to get you between jobs if your job is eliminated. So at some point that smarter minds than me will determine, the disaster is pretty much over or manageable, and the unemployment system needs to go back to the way it was. It does not create an incentive for people to go to work right now. And if there wasn't any jobs to go to, that would make more sense. But right now we're on the other side of that coin. There's tons of jobs to go to. And the incentive within the system now is to not even go out and look. So I think soon it needs to go back to the point where people collecting unemployment have to check in, prove they're sending out applications, they're applying and interviewing for jobs. And I think it's, you know, I think it's the way it's supposed to be. And it'll certainly help us, I think, fill these much needed spots.
It's such a funny moment for the service industry. You know, on the one hand, the mask mandates have largely been lifted, not completely. At the same time, it's easy to imagine people who maybe spend a lot of years tending bar or waiting tables saying, I can't tell by looking who's vaccinated and who's not. You know, maybe not a risk I'm willing to take. Do you see that changing as we go forward and maybe the vaccination levels possibly go up?
I do. Once again, I kind of see both sides of that coin too, because there are plenty of people that work for us that have great concerns about that and always have. That's why, as we talked a long time ago, we actually announced we were closing before we had to, because we just didn't want people to get up in the morning and decide if they wanted to get sick just to serve a beer. So, but I think what's helping is that most of our staff are vaccinated. And I think that gives you assurance, or more assurance, to know that you're safer than you were in the same time 6 months ago when no one was vaccinated. So if our employee is vaccinated, which most of them are, and of course my wife and I are, when a customer comes in, you don't know, but you at least have one level of protection. And if, of course, your customer is vaccinated, you know, I think what the CDC is saying is that you're very, very safe. So that's the new equation that makes it a little more palatable for servers, I think. And the ones that don't want to get vaccinated, I would never force them to do so. That's a call they're going to have to make on their own.
Brian, what can you tell us about what's going on the street? How's the foot traffic in downtown Ypsilanti these days?
It's crazy. I was out there doing the patio a couple weeks ago. I've never seen any more people on the streets of Ypsilanti in my life. And we've been down there 27 years.
Wow.
It's wonderful to see. It's really, really neat. People walking their dogs, people going to other establishments nearby us. It's really encouraging. So it's wonderful.
Well, here's hoping the summer works itself out in terms of the employment situation. Anything else going on with the business that's been of note lately?
We did get a PPP loan that was helpful. Earlier on, I got a disaster loan that was helpful. I think the government has given restaurants and small businesses these lifelines that have been extremely helpful. So those things have helped us stay in business, and I'm really optimistic. I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I hope that light shines come July or August for all of us.
Brian Brickley owns the Tap Room in Ypsilanti. Brian, it's good to hear your voice. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you soon, April. And next time we're going to talk about something other than the pandemic, like your favorite beer.